opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Friday's Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Except Linda's not here, so it's Carl Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is the 7th of July. It's 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Liam's at the helm. Good morning and welcome back, Liam.
Good morning.
Even though you're in here every day and,
I am,
and we abuse you.
Well, I'm rocking on a Friday, which never happens.
Oh, man.
It's been a while.
It's been a while since what?
I was here on a Friday. To
oh, you're taking? Are you taking Christina's spot today?
Just today, yeah.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's why. Okay. Well, do we have a national day?
We do have a national day. National Strawberry Sunday Day.
Oh, you
National
know
Day of Rock and Roll. No, that's the one.
Okay, National Day of Rock and Roll. We're there.
We'll get behind that.
Okay. Today the weather is sunny and hot. Do you want to do it?
I've never heard you do it before.
Okay, you do it.
I was kind of enjoying it, but we're going to have a high of 96 today, a low of 65 tonight. We're just going to be in the mid to low 90s until we get to Tuesday. We're going to be at 102, and then we're going to be in the hundreds again.
Yep.
So,
starting next Tuesday. Hey, the weather reports are always, you know, we could go through everything, but it's going to be kind of like what you're seeing out here today, 97, clear. And at night around 65, something like that. So, but it's going to be like that for the foreseeable future. But the weather reports are always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane has been in the business a couple of decades now. It's a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. And if it's Friday, it must be Katrina.
Good morning.
Good morning. This little voice there, Katrina.
I thought what better day to start out a Friday morning than with some quiche.
Quiche, and we're having quiche this morning. Except this little quiche looks a little bit different than your cheese quiche.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Quiche,
what do we have?
Is a 5-year-old pit mix. She's black and white, and she's definitely the classic kind of like short and stout pit, the best way I can describe her. And she is darling. She definitely has that little grunt that a lot of pits have when they're sniffing around, you know, where they kind of sound like a little piggy. It's super cute. I love that about her.
She is a cutie. She came over and licked my fingers. She came over and gave me a sniff, then licked my finger, and it was like, cool. I always offer my hand out. And every one of the dogs you've brought through, every one of them has been just friendly, and she's just cute. You know
she
that?
Is.
She's cute. Sue, this is your, come on, Sue, take a look at Quiche. Tell me that's not a cute dog.
Hi, cutie. Oh, my gosh.
And she?
She's cute.
She's darling. And she is. Quiche is pretty special. She's been with us for a few months, and she has done things like, you know, go to PetSmart, which we do, you know, Wednesday through Sunday. We do adoptions at PetSmart. And she's also done some of our, like, off-site, like, events and things, and she's done really well. And she's done well with meeting people of all ages, especially children. She seems to really, really love children. And she does enjoy playing with some dogs. So I think she would be a really good fit for most families, also because she's not, you know, she's not a huge dog. I mean, she's pretty thick, but she's more on the medium side of things.
Yeah, she is. She's not a big one, but she is a pity. But she is, like you said, she's, if you had a photo, said Pitbull and had a photo, it'd be kind of her.
That's her, yeah.
Yeah, that's her. So, 5 years old, looking for a forever home, and a nice dog. And being 5 years old, they're more settled.
Definitely. I think she is definitely one, like a lot of pits, where after she gets her daily zoomies out, I think she's going to make a great couch potato for somebody.
Oh, okay. Now, this is but she's not so squatty that you can't, you know, because some of them are real muscular. Yeah. But she is, she looks like she could take a, you know, she could go for walks for miles.
Yeah.
What would you say on that?
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe not, she's not a runner probably, long distance runner, but she'd be great on river trips.
Yeah, I think she would really like that as well.
I think she would. Well.
I think she'd like doing anything as long as she's with you.
I think you're right. I think you'd have, this is the kind of dog that would be sitting there, laying there at your feet, making little sounds.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Who knows? Anyway, so how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, you know what? We're doing fine.
Good.
Linda's just been under the weather, but she's come back. Okay. So, yeah. But
trying to deal
saw
with
Mark,
the heat.
Saw Mark last week, so it's always good seeing him.
Yeah.
Mark Stewart. Good. Y'all provide such a great service to our community.
Thank you.
And you got any things going on?
Yeah, we do, actually. Super exciting. We actually started Bissell Empty the Shelter. So if you're not familiar with Empty the Shelter, it happens a few times a year. It's sponsored by the Bissell Pet Foundation, great foundation. And that means $0 adoption fees for dogs and cats at our shelter. And we're actually doing that through the entire month of July. So right now, No adoption fee for dogs or cats.
So somebody can come and get quiche for nothing. I mean, it wouldn't cost them anything.
Virtually nothing. We do license the dogs.
Okay.
So if you're within Shasta County, but you're not spending more than $15.
Okay,
so,
total.
Yeah.
Okay, so what a cute dog. Does she have like a white spot on her nose? Is that what it is?
Yeah, she has a little bit of white on her face.
And that's it, though, isn't it? Well... So she says, okay, we've been here. I've seen it. If you keep me here, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
She's doing pretty good. She was sitting at my feet.
We've only had, of all these years, I think we've only had one time.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean.
Pretty good. Pretty good record.
That they might have had, we had a pee incident. Okay, so Bissell Empty the Shelters is going on, so all the adoption fees are taken care of. You have to pay for a license, which is $15, and you can take home this beautiful, friendly, hey, baby, Keish. She's over here. She's loving it. I'm like, yeah. So and you take her home. So anyway, have a great weekend. Be careful.
Thank you.
Oh, what's the number if somebody sees a dog in a car?
Oh, thank you for bringing that up, actually. It's going to be our animal regulation number, and that is 530-241-2550.
And you should not, you as an individual should not break into a car, but you call this number, this becomes their stat number, this becomes like active shooter to the Humane Association.
Right.
I mean, they are converging on the car. They've got a temperature gun in there that they push in to see how it is. They're going to check. They're going to look around for the owners. If it's just like a small businesses or something, they'll run in there saying, hey, who owns the whatever. And if they can't find them, they're going to break the window and rescue the animal. So don't leave your animals out in the car.
Yes, please do not leave them out in the car.
Okay. Christina, who worked on the Freedom Festival, says she saw a couple dogs out in the car that evening at 10. So they may have brought them in late, but and then realized they couldn't take their dog there. But there, she said there was a couple of dogs in cars during the Freedom Festival.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oosh. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck, Keish. Liam. Liam, are you allergic to dogs?
I'm not. I don't know anyone who's allergic to dogs.
Linda.
Really?
Certain dogs. Like, she'll come over. Like, every time that when she's here and Katrina brings in a dog, she goes over and pets it. And she has, if you notice, she runs back there and immediately washes her hands.
I didn't know that.
Dander. Yeah, except for the hyperallergenic dogs like poodles, Maltese.
Really?
Those kinds, yeah.
Huh. My girlfriend's allergic to my cat.
Well, I know. I have a friend.
I have an ear freshener.
I have a friend
room.
That is allergic to cats, and his very intended other has cats. two or three of them. And he takes an antihistamine every day.
Yep.
Gets up, just takes it so he can breathe.
I had a friend in high school whose mom was like, everyone in the house is allergic to cats except her. And she was like, yep, we're getting a cat. I don't care about any of you guys.
you guys better get over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. On Saturday, Reading Shasta Post 197 is going to be, have a summer barbecue veteran support fundraiser. It's open to the public. It's going to be July 8th, Saturday, tomorrow, at the Veterans Memorial Hall right down on Yuba Street. It goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's $15. It includes lunch, dessert, and a ticket drawing for a big prize. Drive-through meals are available. Just come in there and they'll put it in, bring it out to you. They're having a U.S. flag retirement ceremony at 1 p.m. All proceeds go to support local veterans, veteran support, and post programs. For more information or ticket purchases, contact Tammy at 530-953-9940. Let me do that just after coming back because I've got Saturday should be kind of like laid back. Because I don't know why. It just seems like they should. But I've got to go to, I've got things I'm going to starting at 8:30 in the morning till noon. And then I get to a power wash. So I may just have to go down there and get my barbecue lunch from Reading Shasta Post 197 on the way home. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios are KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. It's Friday, the 7th of July, 7:20 in the morning, about, 68 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, I went down yesterday and saw Jeff Horst because I had one of those. Have you ever had that a windshield where it was the star? You know,
oh, yeah.
Something hit it and it becomes a star.
Oh, yeah.
And you just know that this is not going to turn out good. So Jeff's pretty busy, but he got me, he's booked out, but he got me in yesterday, and an hour later, he had fixed three chips on my windshield. Okay. Three chips on my windshield, but he fixed it. You can't, you know, it looks kind of like, cause you can't make it, you know, you can't make it invisible, but it looks like you've got a piece of, you see through it and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not noticeable, but he got it done. And I can't say enough about it, the kind of work that Jeff Horst does. He's from the old school. He uses this technique with light and, and a certain kind of bonding stuff that just works outstanding. I mean, he fixed a crack in my windshield 14 years ago and you still can't see it. So don't fool around with your family safety or having to be driving and then get a crack that goes all the way across your windshield. Take it down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Jeff Horst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. Okay, so we were just talking about there was a active shooter in out in, where did I say?
Mineral
School Road. This was on the 5th, I believe. Yeah, the 5th. And the course, the police were out there. It appears that this guy was pointing a rifle at passerbys. He reportedly, now you don't know if this is true, but just reportedly had put somebody in a car. And so, you know, we were just talking Wednesday about the military vehicles they have.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one, an armored vehicle, the Redding Police Department does, and their Bearcat armored vehicle was out there in case they needed to use it to help with the rescue.
Yeah.
So anyway, officer involved shooting, the guy was not killed that I know of. It took him to a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But that led us to you and I talking about something that happened at your school.
When I was in high school, so I mean, there's always because the world we live in, like there's always conversation about it, right? And like what the procedure is. And there was this one time that I was in English class, and the fire alarm went off, and so my teacher was like, her face goes white. She was like, yeah, there's not supposed to be a drill today. And so, you know, she locks the door, covers the windows, and then the principal comes on, and it was like, this wasn't planned, so everyone shelter in place, and this is like a code blue, and this like really scary alarm starts going off, like one that I've never heard before.
Uh-huh.
And so we sat there like in the dark under our desks for like 30 minutes, and I mean, I was
under your desk?
Yeah, because I mean, if someone starts shooting, you don't want to be in the line of fire. So anyways, start freaking out. Turns out the ASL teacher had just made pancakes and set off the fire alarm.
Burnt the pancakes.
Burnt the pancakes, set off the fire alarm.
But, that happened at our house. Yeah,
but okay. It was, I don't know, it was scary. It was surreal, I guess.
So
I always had a plan, though, for every classroom.
But see, here's the thing is, people 20 years. Well, maybe I can't say 20 years. When was
Columbine?
Columbine.
That was like 1999. Let me see.
Okay. So, yeah. So it's been over 20 years.
Yeah, 1999.
So it's been over 20 years. But, you know, 30 years ago, when I was growing up, and we had schools then, believe it or not. I mean, that was the last thought of anything.
Yeah.
And then you see about all of these, of a school being attacked. It's the last thing on your mind. But then, you know, we had crime back then. Of course we had crime. But you didn't. It never was directed at a school. And then now, it's terrible that, I mean, you were just in high school a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And that you had to think about that. What was your plan on escaping? You had a plan for every classroom.
It depends on the room. So, like, the math building, you can't really get out because you just can't. And so there's, like, the doorway, and then there's kind of, like, a little, like, the door. So the door is in, like, the corner of the room. And then to the left of the door, there's, like, a divot back into the wall. And so my plan was to just stand there with a pencil, and if the dude came in, I would just stab him in the neck. That was my plan for the math building.
John Wick.
I had no other plan than that. But, yeah, I mean, it was just kind of like run or hide.
Well, they go run. What is it? Run, hide, fight. Yeah. And if you can't get out, then you fight. You attack.
Yeah.
And we were, I mean, of course, that's easy to say for you had a bunch of untrained people, you know, what, throwing books. But guess what? Throwing books might make it work. Yeah, but it's like over this 4th of July weekend, there were numerous mass shootings.
Yeah.
A mass shooting, if it's four people shot or killed. And not killed, but shot or killed. In one shooting, not including the shooter. Shooter didn't count. I mean, if he's shooting people and they shoot him, he didn't count. But there were just a number of them.
There were 17 on the 4th.
17th on the 4th. And some of these were, you know, and of course the big ones, you hear about like 20 people shot at a block party. And, you know, nobody died, or one died. Mm-hmm. But all those people wounded. But then there's others that you don't hear about. That one, you know, four people shot, you know, five people shot. None of them died, but they were shot. And so you never heard about that stuff before. And you can, you know, people try to blame it on the number of firearms in the United States, which probably doesn't help. But and instead of blaming it on the people that do it, we've had instances where people drove their cars into parades trying to kill people. I mean, it's, you know, we can't ever forget that it's the individual who does these things, as horrible as they are. So, not that there shouldn't be laws, like, you know, for storage of weapons. You know, people with mental health problems should never be able to get a hold of a weapon like Sandy Hook. The kid had all types of problems and ends up killing his mom and taking her guns that she did not have locked up in a safe, but she did have them locked up in a closet. So, you know, I don't know what the answer isn't taking all the guns away because that's just not going to work. So what is the answer? You know, more security at schools, more security in malls. But what do you do when you've got a block party and you've got gang members? I mean, you're never going to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
So, not a very pleasant thing to be thinking about on a Friday.
That's whatever.
But we'll go on to some other things. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is locally owned, locally operated. It's a local business. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. They are the sponsor for so many local organizations and events. They've got a show here on the second Wednesday of each month, and they highlight a business or a 501 for a fundraiser, things like this. We do business with Cornerstone, and we're very happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
You'll never love me again. I can't feel it.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bar. Today, the 7th of July, 7:33 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is our jewelry store of choice. Why? Locally owned, locally operated. But the secret is they have super customer service, a great selection of jewelry, with everything from Native American to estate sales to consignments to specially designed pieces. They do themselves. They've got it all. And Four Winds Jewelry and the only watch repairman in the whole Northern California area. Only at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. We talked about how Radio Rancheria, and I just talked to Tracy Edwards yesterday, how Radio Rancheria is partnering up to build this hydrogen plant in Red Bluff. And there's part of your homework, Liam, is she's going to be on the show here in a couple weeks, mm-hmm. and we're going to talk about it. But neither one of us knows that much about hydrogen, except you can use it as a fuel,
yeah,
obviously, and it's only its byproduct is water. But anything beyond that, and you make it out of natural gas, or you get it from natural gas and coal.
Yeah.
Okay. But what, you know, how do you harness hydrogen to use it? I mean, it's a fuel, obviously, so to use in a vehicle. And is it dangerous? Because hydrogen explodes. And anyway, they're looking at the future mm-hmm. of hydrogen being used where you can fill up your car with it quicker, much quicker than electric cars.
Hydrogen-powered cars have, like, existed for a long time.
Well, yeah. No, right. I know they have. No, they're out there right now.
I don't think that we'll ever see a world where hydrogen-powered cars are being used because the oil industry is, like, so heavily involved in the government.
Okay.
You know.
However,
I'm just saying.
Well, here's the thing is, look how quickly the car industry shifted. So a lot of the cars they're making now are electric cars.
That is true.
Right? So it's you got to follow the money. If they can make money off of hydrogen, it's still oil. They still get it out of natural gas and coal. I mean, I would think they would like that. If you want to get away from internal combustion engines using gas, then what do you do? Oh, well, let's just use oil in a different form
mm-hmm.
or natural gas in a different form. So, but notwithstanding that, I want to, you know, we need to kind of delve into what hydrogen cars and trucks and those things. So you're right, they are out there right now. Now, after saying that, did you know that we've got I knew we had a cement company here in town. Cal Portland Reading Cement Plant in Mountain Gate is producing up to 600,000 metric tons of cement each year.
Goodness. That's insane.
Oh, unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah. 600,000. In Iraq, when we were there for Desert Storm,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, here come, you know, we're constructing stuff everywhere. And
yeah.
It's taking cement, right? Well, the sand they have, at least in the area we were, was perfectly round and smooth.
Really?
And you can't use it in cement. You need sand that's kind of jagged edges
mm-hmm.
or it won't bind together. So we were not only importing everything, we were importing sand into
wow.
into Saudi Arabia. Importing sand in. Can you know?
That's insane.
And that's the only thing I remember about cement and sand. Okay, but when you're making it, though, it is energy intensive, and globally the process contributes an estimated 8% of the global CO2 emissions each year. So a new company has entered into business with Cal Portland, and it's called Fortera. And what they have discovered, they've been using for the last 10 years, researching and testing low CO2 cement, and is working with Cal Portland to bring the product to market. They received a permit in April from Shasta County to build what it calls the first of its kind low CO2 cement pilot plant on Cal Portland property off of Wonderland Boulevard. They're going to finish it by the end of the year, and once it is operating, it's going to employ 15 people full time, and when they're making cement, they can reduce the CO2 emissions by at least 60%. Okay, here's your second.
Nice.
Yeah, here's your second thing is, how do you make cement? I mean, you add,
there's the cement, and then there's the water, and then there's the rock.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They've been using this process for like 10 years, and they said we'll have this pilot plant will have the capability of producing 15,000 tons of cement in a year. They called the plant a 20-time scale-up of the largest reactors they have tested in the lab. And a lot of it's going to be used for other partnerships who say they want us to build a full-scale commercial plant. And they said the traditional cement-making process, limestone is heated up and CO2 chemically comes off the rock. Because what they do is they literally pull the CO2 back into the process and, you know, recycle it, I guess.
Yeah.
And will make it solid again with the same material. So that's the biggest chunk of how they reduce it. And it changes from a sort of benign, simple crystallized structure into a kind of reactive calcium carbonate that has strength properties. Cement is the most consumed product in the world behind water. I believe that. Cement. That's simple cement.
I read this article about Roman concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And there's in Roman concrete that, like, we can't figure out what it is. But, like, it makes it, like, self-healing. And, like, the longer it exists, the stronger it gets.
You know, I think you either brought this up before or I saw that someplace, too. Mm-hmm. Why is that so much better? What is it, concrete versus cement, though? Look that one up. I go on to something else here. I hate to keep bringing this up. I really do. But the cocaine caper in the White House. It just keeps going on and on. Secret Service put on notice as probe launched into the shameful find of cocaine at the White House. You know, how did somebody come in with a bag of cocaine and just leave it there? It was, and here's where it is. It was over in the West Wing, and mm-hmm. It wasn't where the normal people walk. I mean, you know, people are kind of coming through there.
Yeah.
Now, this is a busy area, and there are people, you know, it's not like they're walking into the Oval Office.
Yeah.
But it is pretty well secured there, and they have video cameras everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's just, you know, and then when they asked an official about it, because all the news agencies are saying, so where does cocaine come from? And this one spokesman utilized the Hatch Act, which is kind of strange. He says you can't talk about ongoing things. You know, I mean, it was really weird how they explained it or didn't explain it. So, now, I want to take an early break because when we come back, I want to talk about AI. You know, AI fascinates me. I use ChatGPT or GPT, whatever it's called. I use them to write radio commercials. No, not the ooey gooey cheesy sandwich one. No, not that one. That I wear the hood of shame for that one. But like we're doing a 30-second commercial. I put in the information. I say it's a 30-second radio commercial. 5 seconds later, it's got a 30-second commercial. Now, is it perfect? It's not perfect, but it's like 95% good. And I change a couple words in it, come out and use it. And, you know, it saves me from having to write it or Sue from having to write them. But this thing works for that. It's worked for a book I'm writing. Yeah, I'm writing a book. And I threw in there characters and the idea of the story and all that. And what I wanted was chapter headings. And it pops out like maybe 20 seconds later, pops out 7 chapters, including a plot, part of a plot I had not included, but it was a good part. Yeah, I mean,
it's impressive.
It is impressive. And we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about this in the one of the Beatles. Ringo made a pronouncement about AI. And you have so much information about it, how it comes into the music industry. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. One of the things about losing insurance, Allstate, State Farm, many others, is that they go by inspections of your premises, and Judy Maxwell talked about that. So probably we need to roll her back in here again, because the inspections of your home is what is really important. We had while we were down in Sacramento visiting folks, this lady comes out on Saturday morning, knocks on the door and asks if she could take photos from the insurance company. And she's taking photos of the house and the surrounding area. Now, they're right in the middle of Granite Bay, so it's not like they're surrounded by trees. But they're getting photos to see if the house has a bunch of trees around it. I imagine they're just taking a look at the house. So if you've got questions about this, you know, if your insurance company has not has not renewed your policy, you need to give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. She has got several different ways of getting you insurance for your home, so you don't have to move. And hopefully be able to keep the price down so you can afford to live in your house. That's Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Again, the phone number, 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. It's located in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. They've got all sizes of equipment, from the kind you could use in your on your property to clear out some brush and grass or to even just cut all the grass out there. You can rent that from them. You don't have to buy it. And they have side-by-sides. They have it all. You do it all. They do it local right here to help you out. 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, 530-221-6800. Locally owned, locally operated. The local business here. Now, I'm going to give away. Are you ready? I'm giving away two tickets to Shasta College, Sound of Music, where I'm going, Liam's going, everybody I know is going. It's July 13th, 14th, 15th, 20th, and 21st at 7 p.m. or July 16th at 2 p.m. for a matinee. And if you call 605-4567, you get two tickets and $10 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks. So you can go to Black Bear Diner for breakfast the next day or whatever you want and save $10. 605-4567. Okay. We're talking AI. And let's talk – the thing I was talking about with that Ringo Starr said, if I can find it again, that he said they would never use AI to replicate John Lennon's voice. That it would be – he said, you know, in his opinion – Paul McCartney, I guess, said something to the effect that Paul McCartney announced the band would be releasing a record featuring the late John Lennon with the help of artificial intelligence. When we came to make what would be the last Beatles record, it was a demo that John had that we'd worked on. We just finished it up, and it'll be released this year. We're able to take John's voice and get it pure through AI, so then we can mix the record as you would normally do. And Ringo Starr said the group would never fake Lennon's voice. And George Harrison, who died in 2001, recorded his own part for the song prior to his passing. Okay.
Well, so it sounds like what they're saying is like, okay, so, well, first off, like, there's all this conversation in the industry right now, because labels have been developing, AI softwares that can write songs and then record them within the software, like, with other people's voices. And so, like, for the labels, right, if you can own the software that wrote the song and own the software that manufactured the voice, there's no splits between who owns the intellectual property rights, because you do, because you developed the software. Anyways.
So what you're saying is, and this is what...
But AI has different implications. So what they're saying for the Lennon thing is that they didn't, like, record Lennon's voice. They just used AI to probably, like, EQ his voice out.
What's
and then,
EQ?
It's like equalization, right? So okay, like 20,000 hertz.
Okay.
Right.
So they used that to...
To basically...
Smooth his voice.
Smooth his voice. Like, make it a higher quality so it's, like, workable.
Okay. Now that's different, because what you and I were talking about on the break was the fact that AI can take all of these different voices.
Yeah.
I mean, real people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And kind of regenerate the sound of their voices by mixing these voices and come up with a completely different voice.
The goal for the labels right now is to have the software developed that can write, like, the quote-unquote perfect song, produce the song within the software, and then record the song in the software with a voice that's, like, a combination of, like, the top 100 singers for the last 50 years, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Like, that's the goal, right? And then they're going to take that, and they're going to market it like it's a real person, because no one's going to listen if it's AI, because people want real human art. But the goal is, for the labels to just kind of just do it all in-house.
That is... So, what, they're going to put a name on it?
Oh, yeah. They,
okay, yeah. So this is Jake Stark singing his album, and it's absolutely fabulous, but Jake's not even real.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't most of the money made... Well, for the artist, it's touring, right?
Well, yeah, and so what, I mean, has even been talked about, too, is what will probably happen, is they'll take someone from, like, The Voice, because no one really gets anywhere from The Voice, but they'll take someone from The Voice, and they're going to say, you're going to be the front man of this AI. You're just an actor. You don't write any of your songs, but you perform them on tour, and you get like a 15% split or like a small percentage for actually performing it.
But it's all AI
written. But it's all AI written.
Well, now, I can understand
all
that.
All AI performed.
I can understand that. But the part that's the, you know, where they take somebody who's got a decent voice, but all of the what he's singing is all generated by AI.
Correct.
So they own that.
As well as, yeah, the writing credits and performance rights.
And they pay him or her a certain percentage just go out and sing it.
Yeah, probably. That's what it'll look like.
Wow. But the other part is when it's completely AI generated and there is no front person. And then, but you come up with a record that people love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so they buy the record or the album.
Yeah.
But it's not even real.
No.
Would you buy one of those?
No. I wouldn't. The reason why I like art so special is because it's like derived of like human experience.
Okay. You know that song we play the last break,
yeah.
Shut Up and Dance or something like that,
yeah.
Right? If that had been generated by AI, I'd still like that song.
Well, yeah. That's the goal.
Because I have no idea who sings it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go to a, you know, to their concert. So,
yeah.
That's the idea, right? I mean, I don't, you know, anybody could have sung that.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the song. I think people would buy that. They just know is that it's they like the music to it. I mean, this could be. I mean, this music using the best of the best
mm-hmm.
could appeal to a lot of people. I mean, I don't go out and buy music anyway.
Yeah.
But you and I did talk about if I should download Spotify yesterday so I could, you know, get – there is music I like to listen to.
Yeah.
And that I could then play at my own whim. This is scary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a – and it's getting more and more. They're saying AI can help detect cancer. And I still can't – I have no idea how it does that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like it has great implications. You know, it's just about how you use it.
Well, it's just like anything.
Yeah,
nuclear energy.
Precisely.
Great. I mean, it could take care of our electric problems
mm-hmm.
and global emissions right away. If they launched 150 or 1,000 plants in the United States, you could cut back on a whole lot of emissions.
Yeah.
But you got to get past the fact that, you know, people are afraid of Chernobyl and the Japanese thing and to do that.
The thing with AI is, like, it in and of itself, like, isn't a bad thing. But, like, humans are generally, like, fairly immoral. And so when you give someone – well, it's true. When you give someone the opportunity
– I don't know if that's true.
You're selfish – right, which isn't a bad thing. It's like
no.
You want to take care of yourself.
Yeah, and your family.
Right, and your family. But, like, if you're given the opportunity to, like, use something, AI, for example, to, like, benefit yourself and your family at the expense of someone else, you're probably going to take that opportunity, which isn't, like, I mean, like, it's immoral. It's not necessarily...
As long as it's not illegal.
It's not illegal, but, like, well...
But what's it going to do to the future?
Well, yeah, if we don't get on top of it now, it's...
What's it going to do to... Well, this is what the writers in Hollywood are really frightened about.
Oh, yeah.
Is that, hey, I'm on strike. So they turn to AI, and they mm-hmm. write... They start writing the scripts, the jokes, the 30-minute situation comedies,
mm-hmm.
And all this. That once it starts, how are you going to stop that?
Yeah.
Especially if it's... If it's decent.
Oh, yeah.
And AI has no conscience.
No.
No. It's just a computer spewing out things. Of course, it's based on billions of bits of input.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. All right, we're going to take a break here for the news, and Congressman LaMalfa is going to be calling us here, and we got some things we want to talk about, things that have happened in the Supreme Court, other decisions that have been made in over the last month that the congressman can illuminate us on. All right, we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. 209,000 jobs created last month, the unemployment rate down to 3.6%. The bottom line of the Labor Department's June jobs report out this morning. But Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni tells us it's important to look beyond the headline numbers.
We're seeing job openings come down. We're seeing fewer people leaving jobs and getting other jobs. So when you put all of this together and you take a holistic view of the labor market, it's pretty clear that things are slowing down, not crashing, but slowing down.
And the Federal Reserve has been trying to slow the economy through a series of interest rate hikes spanning more than a year. The White House cocaine story, it just keeps changing, specifically where the powder was found. The latest version has it being discovered just outside of the highly secure Situation Room. Earlier, it was in the West Wing lobby. Initially, it was said to have been discovered in the library. They may not make the headlines every day, but those huge wildfires north of the border continue to burn.
Wildfires raging across Canada have already broken records for total areas burned, the number of people forced to evacuate their homes, and the cost of fighting the blazes, and the fire season is only halfway finished. Michael Norton of the Canadian Forest Service said that it's no understatement to say that the 2023 fire season is and will continue to be record-breaking in a number of ways. A health expert also warned that smoke from the fires can cause health problems for people living in both Canada and the United States. Keith Peters reporting.
GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene voted out of the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman Andy Harris says it's a result of some of Greene's actions, including a high-profile feud with fellow Republican Lauren Boebert, during which Greene swore at Boebert on the House floor. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Visiting Prague, Ukrainian President Zelensky repeating his call for more long-range weapons.
President Zelensky aims, with this diplomatic offensive, to secure more weapons, but also to drive forward Ukraine's objectives of joining both the European Union and NATO. He wants a concrete political signal from NATO members at its upcoming summit in Lithuania that Ukraine will be allowed to join the alliance once fighting with Russia stops. The Czech Prime Minister, Petr Fiala, reiterated his country's backing. Some states, though, are more wary.
And that's the BBC's Danny Eberhardt. Cities across China have opened their air raid shelters, offering residents relief from the heat as unusually high temperatures stretch across parts of the country and start to claim lives. Earlier this week, Beijing reported more than 9 straight days with temperatures exceeding 95 degrees, according to the National Climate Center. News and analysis, townhall.com. Multiple shark bites reported by swimmers off New York's Long Island in the past few days, prompting deployment of drones to monitor the waters.
Florida had the most encounters with sharks last year with 16, twice as many as runner-up New York. That's according to data compiled by the International Shark Attack File, which tracks shark encounters around the world. George Gorman with the New York State Office of Parks says there are several reasons that sharks are more prevalent, including warmer and cleaner water, but there's also a lot of fish.
And when you have a lot of smaller fish, guess what? The bigger fish come in to feed on them. And as I said, we had video of that. So that's why they're coming closer to shore, in our opinion.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Twitter threatening legal action against Meta over its new text-based app called Threads. The offering launched this week as a rival to Elon Musk's social media platform. It's drawn tens of millions of users. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, the 7th of July, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We have Susan Eastman on the line. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are mixed this morning after a weaker jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 36 points at 33,884. The S&P 500 is positive 2 points at 4,014, and the Nasdaq Composite is gaining 14 points at 13,693. The most actually traded stocks this morning, Rivian up $2.21, trading at 23.83. Tesla positive 21 cents, trading at $276.67 per share. Lucid positive 8 cents at $7.16. Stocks of local interest, FedEx up $3.32, trading at $250.99. Costco down $7.40 at $529.97. Chevron up $1.32, trading at $154.19. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 4.04%. Over to commodities, gold is up $20 an ounce at $1,939. Silver up 36 cents at $23.17 per ounce. And crude oil is up at and trading at $72 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Okay, Susan, I have some questions here.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
This has been kind of an up and down week for the Dow, hasn't it?
It has been a very wiggly week. It's trading pretty flat now.
Yeah.
After rising since January. And it's because the Fed is meeting pretty soon, and we have a weaker job report. But it's still, there are jobs being added, but the Fed is possibly raising rates.
Okay.
So we're in this really uncertain ground, and we will get through. It's mid-year now.
Well,
it's
June. I saw Costco was down $7, $7 a share. I would advise people to go out and buy a lot of that right now because Linda's getting ready to go to Costco tomorrow. And we'll single-handedly raise the income of all of Costco tomorrow.
It's starting to slow down. 2 quarters in a row, Costco has had lower earnings. But they're still strong.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Showing that we're starting to tuck in a little bit because inflation has been sticking around. So
yeah.
Be careful what you shop for.
Go to somebody that
prices.
Go to somebody that knows what she's talking about. Susan Eastman.
All
Thanks,
right.
Susan.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You
Bye.
Bet. Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments at Stifel Investments. She's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 530-244-7199. Okay, we're waiting for Congressman LaMalfa to call us. And let's do the weather. Do the weather, everybody.
Okay. We have a high of 96 today, a low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 96. Really, our highs up until Tuesday are going to be in the mid to low 90s, and our lows are going to be in the mid-60s. Starting on Tuesday, we're going to be back in the triple digits, and that will continue as far as I can see through Thursday. Thursday being the highest at 104.
104.
Sunday, we get a little bit of a break. 92. It's the lowest we got, but that's not bad.
No, it's not. It's not. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, family business out of Anderson. All the gas comes out of one or two big refineries. So it comes down to customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane has got just outstanding customer service. Chuck Kenny ensures that happens. He treats his customers as warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and many other programs to help people with their cost of their propane. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Now, We kind of beat up the, we're waiting for Congressman LaMalfa to call. It's always, I mean, he always calls. It's just when he calls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's a congressman.
He's a busy man.
He's a congressman, you know. Things that, Biden, again, we go back to the White House here, and one of the more of the mainstream media is more of the liberal kinds. I say mainstream. It's probably shouldn't use that. We should use the legacy medias, mm-hmm. you know, because what's mainstream anymore? I mean, is the Bognino Report, is Breitbart. I mean, they have millions of people that, you know, that read their articles and everything. And probably, and then you've got, you know, is Fox mainstream media? Yeah, I guess it is now. CNN, which is dumping people and places. But even the legacy media, and this one of them had an article about that Joe should do a debate with Kennedy, RFK. And it says mm-hmm. what it does, it's like practice games before you step into the regular season and before the World Series. You ought to have a couple of games. And this way people could see if, you know, does he have the mental acuity and the strength to do these debates? And it would be a big plus for him. Or it would tell people that, well, perhaps we ought to go in a different direction
mm-hmm.
before they have their convention. I mean, can you imagine if the sitting president didn't make it through the Democratic convention? That's huge. So when you're starting to see this, and here's something I hate to read about, but we talk about it all the time here. It's about heat and leaving dogs in the car. But then it's even worse than that a toddler in Florida died after being left in a car.
That's terrible.
After a July 4th party.
That's terrible.
I mean, how does that happen? How does that happen when you've got a – I mean, I remember reading about a father who left his child in the car and went to work.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was not the one that usually took the child to the daycare center. And he totally blanked on it, went to work. And, you know, but can you imagine what that does? I mean, of course, the child's dead.
Yep.
But what that would do to the family. I knew a family that her parents were watching the 4-year-old. The mother was inside, the you know, grandmother's inside the house, grandfather's mm-hmm. on the phone, and he had, you know, I was there, and the little boy went past him outside, and they had a swimming pool. And all of a sudden, they realized he was gone, and they started looking for him. He wasn't in the pool, but they found him in the hot tub, and that was it. He was dead, and two families disintegrated over that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're just disintegrated over that. One, because the father of the child said, I told you not to take the kids up there.
Mm.
And she had taken them up there. And two, the grandmother could never get over the fact that this guy and the grandfather wasn't paying any attention and looked the kid out.
Yeah.
Two families disintegrated over that one. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They have this new program where they've brought in 13 new doctors for a residency program that's going to last for 3 years. And every year we add more doctors to it. I mean, that is going to help, greatly help, the being able to see a doctor in our local clinics. They're going to work at the VA clinic. They're all going to take rounds. The VA clinic, the Redding Rancheria clinics, local doctors here, and, of course, in the hospital. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
I'm
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. We've made it through another week. It's the 7th of July. It's 8:18 in the morning, and it's about 70 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, announces the Dignity at Home Fall Pension Program. This is no cost. This is a no-cost program to those in the program, and the whole mission behind this is to reduce the number of falls in homes by older adults or persons with disabilities. If a person falls, a lot of times they end up in the hospital, then into a rehab center, and it's sometimes they don't come back to their homes. This program is there to help these people. For more information, give them a call at 530-842-1687. Okay, on the phone, Congressman LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Carl?
How am I? You know what? We're just here on the tip of the tail of the dog, and that's being wagged viciously by the Democrats down in Sacramento. That's how we are. How are you doing?
That's quite an analogy. Yeah.
Well, you know what? The
anybody that anybody that does anything is in business or in trying to keep what they have or what they earn or whatever. It probably has to feel that way. But if you're on the receiving end of all the largesse, yeah, it's like, what are you talking about? So, that's one of the biggest things we've got to do is motivate people to get off the bench and get in this game here of fighting back against a government that just has, I don't think, is operating for the good of the general public, you know, the people out there playing by the rules.
You know,
so
on the
everybody has to be involved.
It does. Now, over the 4th of July, I watched, a number of programs about, how they, put the Constitution and Declaration of Independence together and all this. And it was amazing, even back then, the fighting between themselves and not being able to, it was not a sure thing that we were going to have a Declaration of Independence for the whole, for all the different, states or colonies back then, and the war had already started. Lexington and Concord had already happened. So it was amazing how they put it together there and came up with this beautiful, beautiful Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, and then rights for people. I mean, it's just almost awesome. Every time I watch it, I watch these programs, I feel chills.
It certainly, and those guys, they had disagreement because it really was, which way do we most preserve freedom for individuals? It wasn't, it wasn't polarized, like how much can we empower the government on one side versus freedom on the other. It was, what is the best way to ensure freedom, to break away from what we had seen with the monarchy in Great Britain that most of them had come from, some influence, I suppose, from France as well. But they really wanted to have a different model because they understood, I think, better, more clearly than anybody ever, how government will just continue to grow and that people crave power. And so the checks and balances they put in place were really genius in that it was the best opportunity to have a check on one branch of government, one individual, one body, what have you, have too much power over the rest of it. So, we have the judicial, we have the executive, we have the legislative to do that. But Adams still warned us that that this form of governance can only be done by a moral and religious people. When you can see that, hey, you can back the truck up to government and haul away as much as you can get by merely voting for it, that's no longer really a moral people that is that has in mind true liberty, and that's what they were all, that's what they argued over in that room in 76, and then a few years later after they'd won independence and were putting together the Constitution, which that was pretty fragile itself, as you would recall reading about that hot summer they had at Independence Hall there.
Yeah, locked them in the rooms. So you're not coming out until you get something done.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had to figure out some compromise that would work, too. I think largely that's why we have the U.S. Senate, for example, that was a part of a compromise on the legislative side so that the small states wouldn't get run over by the big states.
Absolutely. That was a big thing right there. Yeah,
because we might not have had the union, they might not have stuck together. It might have all fallen apart without that and some other important thinking that came out of that. And you know who they called on to come down and help settle that? They called up to Mount Vernon there and said, we need General Washington to come down here because everybody respected him. Everybody trusted him. And they knew that he had a stronger, maybe a little farther vision than the rest. Well, not necessarily, but, not better, but just, they trusted him to be kind of an arbiter, kind of a go-between during the factions on that. with the Federalists and Anti-Federalists and all this and that, that he helped really pull it together. When they say the father of the country, that's more, that means a whole lot more than just a throwaway line on that with his work as general and commander in chief, as first president. He really had the vision for that, and it was pretty amazing. That's why he's my most admired president.
Well, and the more you learn about this man, it is exactly right. When they wanted him to be head of the army, the Continental Army, and then but he was so well respected, and he could have, and he's the one that said 8 years is enough, and so then he stepped down, and then Adams became president. But it was a I thoroughly agree with you that it was this. Everybody respected him, both sides. So anyway.
So when we see it being degraded, the way it is these days, you know, and they all want to be dismissed as, you know, racists or slave owners and this and that, and you know, and these aren't to be taken lightly. You know, I mean, there was a level of slavery in this country, but that's all anybody wants to talk about in the context of what we have in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and everything we've added onto that to strengthen and preserve freedom. You know, the effort the getting rid of slavery, it did take time, and there's misunderstanding over that 3/5 of a person status that was put in as part of a compromise as well, and that actually strengthened the hand of still having the Union. We might not have had the Union without that either, but it strengthened the hand to start the dominoes falling in getting rid of slavery by having that as something that didn't give the southern states, the slave states, even more power of having a full citizenship, and therefore a greater census count and more power to continue doing what they were doing.
Well, during that program, I had a black history expert, and he addressed that specifically. He said that was the first step in getting rid of slavery, that you counted them. And then, and it could be, yeah, as horrendous as we believe today, but it was the first step in moving to get rid of slavery for that. And I had never thought of it like that.
There was a method to that, I think, and and it manifests itself in the amendments later on, and the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, on top of the Emancipation Proclamation that Lincoln had done ahead of time, and then the 14th and 15th, which granted, you know, clarified full citizenship and then voting rights for former slaves, and so, you know, the work was being done. It took a while, and we don't want to dismiss what it meant as far as the folks that lived it, but there's people with a vision that we're not going to have that in this country, and it took a while to eradicate, but it's something that's certainly not unique to the United States over the many years of mankind, that slavery had occurred for a time here,
mm-hmm.
and that we worked as hard as any other country, I think, to eradicate it. So, you know, I say this stuff because we're constantly being torn down as a society, as a nation, because there's that period of history, and it's all about these days a constant shouting of racism about everything, and that's a political tool being used to not only distract but try to undercut the values of what the Constitution brings. You know, some singer gal here the other day changed the words to the national anthem.
Oh, I saw that.
And I don't really want to give her any credit or attention on that, other than that's just such a popular thing to do. And then the Yahoo, that one of the Ben and Jerry's owners, burns a copy of the Bill of Rights at some protests, you know. So, it's just, there's a list of things that, you know, if you love what this is about, you don't buy Ben and Jerry's ice cream, you don't go to Target, you don't support Bud Light and several other things that are becoming more and more apparent, that these CEOs of these companies, they care only about preserving the bottom line or making some crazies on their boards of directors happy with their ESG scores and things like that, you know. And if we're not paying attention to what ESG is, then you got to dig in on that too. I see that the head guy of BlackRock, which you've probably seen these BlackRock ads on you know, cable news and such. They break in and they show how la-di-da nice they are in helping people with their retirement investments and such. These are the same folks that are trying to kill the energy industry in this country by cutting off. Then they control a very, very, very large block of financing, trillions and trillions. They have about three or four others. And if it's not politically correct, they're not going to finance you, basically, right? So that means oil and gas, that's out for them. They want everything to be so-called green energy. This is the same time as, you know, you want more and more electricity, and these yahoos are tearing down the dams up on the Klamath River, and they want to tear down more up on the Snake River in Washington. And their anti-nuclear energy, you know, they don't have solutions here. So BlackRock was heavy on that ESG until just yesterday. I read a piece where their CEO Larry Fink says, "Oh, we're backing off on the ESG because it's such a toxic term. You know, have people on the left and the right so wound up about it." So that doesn't mean they're going to change their policies any.
It just means they've changed the name. They've just changed the name. Hey,
yeah.
Congressman, cool. we have to take a 2-minute break, and then we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm trying to get the congressman to. It is my barbershop of choice. I've been going there for 15 years and never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. They work by appointment, so you can just make an appointment, come in, get your haircut, and roll out. 530-244-9478. It's Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, and it's man's last stronghold. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now. Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBod. It's Friday the 7th, and on the phone is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for joining us.
You bet.
On your regular monthly Friday show. Always appreciate this, that you're here. I've got three things, and I'm going to combine them into one and just kind of get your ideas on this. The SCOTUS rulings on school loans, religious freedom, and affirmative action.
They're following the Constitution. And they're following that, you know, and part of it is that these things need to be legislated, not just dreamt up by a court. That's what you saw with Roe v. Wade. You know, I mean, the hysteria over abortion would be gone. No, it's still legal in most of the states, and probably to some extent all 50 have some level of it still going on. But they legislated those things. They didn't. They didn't just get a majority of 9 to put that in place and called it a privacy law. You know, so on these other rulings, I mean, that's tremendous. Yes, you finally have ruled that you should not have to, you know, it's freedom of association, right, on the religious aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You should not have to partake of something that you find objectionable, especially if there's alternatives. There's other people that will bake you a cake. You know, I can bake you a generic cake, but I'm not putting out a cake that has, two dudes on it or something like that. You know, it's just not something that I feel like an individual should be forced to do. So these rulings are indeed a positive legacy of the 4 years of President Trump. And him listening to somebody in this case, he took advice from a review board that helped him line up judges that are actually going to follow the Constitution, not try and make their own version of the Constitution. So that's why, you know, we've seen 6-3 cases. We even see John Roberts falling in line with some of the other ones where sometimes he'd go on his own when we had a 5-4 or, you know, a 4-5, and he'd be joining with the liberals on that. So it's been pretty amazing. And indeed, one of the best legacies for President Trump to have left during that 4 years.
You know, the other thing was this Louisiana judge stopping the government from working with social media giants in censorship. I thought that was a huge ruling, even though it's a lower court.
Yeah, and that's something that's going to be built upon. You know, the government is already fighting back on that because they want that right. But, you know, a lot of what's just been exposed the last, 6 years is how aggressive government really wants to be. Trump helped expose it when he ran. It's interesting, in 2015, when he came down that escalator, right, and announced his bid for president, you know, I was probably like quite a few people thought, well, I don't know, is he really serious? Is he really running, or is this another, you know, stunt like some people do to run for president, right? But that thing caught fire, and I started seeing bumper stickers in the small towns in our district and stuff for Trump back in, you know, in 2016 when it really started going, and he started talking a little bit different language than what a lot of other politicians had, and going right at the press. I haven't seen anybody go right at the press at that level ever like that, you know, just calling them on their nonsense, calling them on their BS. And so what this helped do was turn the lights on for a lot of folks as to who the press is and who the government is. You talk about, you know, the term deep state, and they say, you know, everybody, like, some will scoff, like, oh, that's just all a bunch of, you know. No, I think it's really been exposed. And what we've seen exposed here is that government wants power, especially led by Biden and whoever's running Biden in the back room there. And you see it at the Newsom level here, too, in California. So they, now that they're out on it, now that the media has been completely outed as to where they are on all this, as they attacked Trump and conservatives in general, it has polarized things. But, you know, the truth, if we want to live in it's kind of like the Matrix. If you don't want to take the red pill and live in that fake Matrix world, so to speak, using an analogy here, if we know the truth about what they're really after, then yeah, the sides are much more clearly drawn and there's more polarization than ever. But that's just, to me, should be motivation that people get off the bench and protect your kids in school, protect them from, you know, a medical industry these days. It seems more and more not to care about the Hippocratic Oath, but some other agenda. And this is a grave time we're in here. And I take all this stuff dead seriously when we make decisions about this in D.C. So when you're talking this case here with the Louisiana judge, that was a good first step to slap them back. But, you know, they're going to doggedly fight that and say, oh, we should have that right. You know, the federal government should have the right to intervene in everything in your communications and censor and all that. That's super, super dangerous. And so we'll have to fight in Congress to back that ruling up. It'll probably go on to more courts, and it probably will end up with the Supreme Court. Thank goodness we have the Supreme Court we have.
Well, I agree on that because, you know, once the people in power say what you can hear or what you can't hear, I mean, that's a huge thing. Whether you know what, nobody's, again, we go back into forcing people to listen to things. And this is,
well, you know, we grew up in at an age when we saw what was going on in the 60s and 70s in Berkeley, you know, the riots in Chicago, the Democrat convention, you know, all that speaking out and all that stuff that was going on in that tumultuous era. And so we are all told, like, well, that's freedom of speech. You know, the flag burning, that's freedom of speech. And, you know, I know you and I don't really accept that, but I guess we have to sort of live with it where it is within the legal limits. I mean, right, Carl? And that's kind of what we're dealing with.
Oh, no, if somebody burns the flag, you know, as much as I abhor that, it's their right. It's what I spent a long time of my life defending and what you're defending right now. You know, as much as you may not like something, you know, you can't take, you know, once you start taking away rights like that, then it's just, it is a slippery slope. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it's someone else's property, absolutely not. But I suppose if you bought it, I suppose you can burn it if you want to be that.
I know. It is abhorrent.
Jackass. And yeah. We can't stand looking at it. But as you said, you know, you worked so many years in your role in the Marines to preserve that. And I'm trying to do my piece as an elected here. So, you know, you just hope people will wake up to it and see what's sensible on that. And that the Ben and Jerry's guy burning the Bill of Rights in some form of protest means, like, well, I guess he can do that, but we sure as hell don't have to buy any Ben and Jerry's.
I haven't bought Ben and Jerry's for a long time for a variety of reasons, but that's one of them. Hey, I want to bring up something that you're part of this bipartisan bill about developing automation and specialty crop mechanizations. And this bill was endorsed by the Specialty Crop Farm Alliance. And this is really could have a huge impact on our agriculture.
It's a tough deal, and I have to admit I have some mixed feelings about it because I think, you know, the more automation we see, and maybe not necessarily in agriculture because it's been obviously a trend forever from, you know, the first person planting seeds by hand to the first horse-drawn plow to the first tractor and then these massive, you know, 500 horsepower tractors that pull a 40-foot wide implement like I have, you know, to cover so much ground. They're GPS guided and, you know, they self-steer. You hardly have to even think anymore on them, you know, and you can level ground precision-wise using GPS to an eighth of an inch across a, you know, a 100-acre field. So we indeed have seen technology and mechanization make things much more possible. And that's what makes the United States the best place where we should be growing food the most anywhere in the world, because we're going to do it more efficiently, better than anywhere. Yet you have people thinking, oh, we got to get rid of these farms. They make CO2. So getting to your point here, this mechanization is important to keep moving forward because it's harder and harder to get labor. And when we have this border situation, which is just an open sieve under Biden, but, you know, it wasn't great for a long time before that either.
No, it isn't.
Getting ag labor is pretty spotty now, you know, because there's people still in the masses coming across the border willing to do ag labor and such. It's not, It's pretty much not a whole lot of American citizens that are willing to do the really hard stuff, you know. And so it's kind of the choice that's been given, because a lot of these specialty crops, you know, the more labor-intensive crops, have been having a devil of a time for a long time trying to keep labor any way they can count on it and not have to pay a super premium if they run short during the season. And the rules they have in place for, like, the H-2A work visa program, and they have to do so much nonsense to be able to get laborers in, like, some of our strawberry nurseries and stuff up in our area here, you know. The labor department comes by and looks for things that they can find from violation. They talk to the workers and say, hey, did they give you your break at the right time, or did they make you do work before the clock started? Or there's one case there where they were voluntarily doing some exercise, you know, like limbering up and things before work, you know, like the 15 minutes where they'd arrive for, hey, you guys want to come over here and limber up and stuff? They did that not before the clock, you know, before they punched the clock, and they got a big old freaking fine over that, over stuff that was helping them. You know, just that's the thing. They're just looking for ways to jack up the farmer, the employer, whatever. And so, yeah, the mechanization is something that will be helpful going forward. I'm not happy seeing kiosks, for example, though, when you go into a restaurant, a fast food place or whatever, replacing people because the Democrats in Sacramento are saying, well, everybody should get $25 minimum, you know, it's a minimum wage. You know, things that are just pricing people out of entry-level employment like that and such. So it's just making everything more expensive. And I have to admit, too, when I go out to a restaurant and, you know, three of us have a basic Mexican meal and the bill is $60, I'm just not quite, you know.
Well, how about breakfast? How about breakfast with coffee and tip is $40 or over $40? I mean, but being in the business, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, being in business is just every time you turn around, it's something. I mean, we're blessed here. If I can never run something like a restaurant or some of these retail stores, because they are constantly in a battle with the government and taking more and more out of their bottom line. And then they have started something from nothing, and they're selling their business in 30% of what they make. After, you know, when they're selling it, goes right back to the government after all the years.
Yeah, right off the top.
Right off the top.
No matter how you're doing.
Yeah. So.
No matter how you're doing. So, and I don't begrudge, you know, the restaurant owner, especially if it's not a big national chain or something with their corporate nonsense. But,
yeah,
you know, we have a great example of Black Bear there, you know.
Yeah.
I like that outfit. And they, but everybody's hurt by the higher expenses of energy, of the supply chain being messed up. You don't know if you're going to get what you get. The people working there, these are good folks working hard. You know, they need a little better wage than what they were getting, because now everything's so expensive. $6 gas, $5 gas, your electricity. So, but for the customer too, it's like, as you just said, you know, it might be $40 for two people to eat breakfast. Like, well, how many times can you do that? So it's hard on everybody. And what it boils back to, Carl, is that everything kind of revolves around the cost of energy. And so Biden has had a war on oil and gas and on pipelines and all that the moment he walked in the door. And you just go back, and I'm not here to make a big advertisement for President Trump per se here, but look what happened those 4 years. We had energy costs that were as low as they'd been proportionally in a long, long time. As soon as that we were replaced with, you know, they replaced with that Biden regime, costs skyrocketed, and they bragged because when, you know, it was at $6.50 and it came down a little bit, said, yeah, we lowered gas prices. Like, you know, are we really that stupid? And then you pass it on through the cost of all our electricity, and these dummies want to convert everything to electric cars. And I was really bothered hearing that ad from Reading Electric there that are going to hand out rebates for buying electric cars based on what the ratepayers of everybody else that doesn't buy an electric car in Reading is going to have to deal with, you know. I mean, I'd be upset over that, because they're going to try to, what was it, $3,000 for every electric car. You know, the rest of the ratepayers are going to pay for that. And this doesn't work. This doesn't work nationally, because the electrical grid isn't there to do all this stuff. But it's all, you know, ESG right at work right there. And it's just...
Okay,
I'm sorry to blow up your advertiser there, but that's...
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
We love RU.
You need to be accountable for that. That doesn't come from no place. It comes from a real place.
Yeah. Okay, Congressman, let's shift to this. We're in fire season. I know you have made some inroads, and is the government in on the BLM land and the forest land, are they going to be thinning and trying to cut back? I mean, what's happened with that? Are we going to see more cutting and thinning of forest?
Oh, hell, I don't know, Carl. These guys move so slow, you know. These guys...
Well,
the chief comes in and sits in our hearings there, and he just gives us this. He's just running the clock. He's like the quarterback with a 4-point lead and 2.5 minutes left in the game, you know, just trying to run out the clock and give us some answers on that they think the committee might like, you know, a natural resources committee or an ag committee. You know, they aren't speeding anything up, and we got to get more responsibility in the hands of locals, you know, so. Industry needs to be able to have more power to go out doing the harvesting we need, and we have we're expanding in the farm bill, and also a separate piece of legislation. It's called the Good Neighbor Authority, which allows local governments and tribes to have more responsibility, be given more responsibility on managing forests as well. And this provision is receive the timber receipts from doing the work, you know, instead of having to go to some other entity and then maybe come back as a grant or something. So we think that'll help do more. But the Forest Service, and I'm not talking about the good people working on the ground here, the good guys and gals that are out there doing the work or fighting the fire like that. It's a Washington problem, and it's, you know, it's a lawsuit problem. It's environmental groups that just sue over every silly thing. You know, you're trying to have a salvage after a fire, after the fire is already devastated. They sue over that, and some silly three-judge panel will rule like, well, you didn't study for the snail darter well enough in this EIR 2 years later. By then, you've lost the value of the salvageable timber because it goes bad up sitting there, you know, on the stick that it is out there in the woods.
Starts to rot.
Drove through,
yeah.
Plumas County here, and you see the private timber owners, you know, Collins Pine, Sierra Pacific, where they've had their stuff burned out by their neighbors, the Forest Service not taking care of their land, you know. It's not a good neighbor being next to government-owned land on that because they don't do anything. I shouldn't say nothing. I'm frustrated, okay? I guess you get about to be a little bit of frustration.
I'm starting to sense that.
They don't move at a pace and scale that's going to get us ahead, okay? When the chief of the Forest Service announced a plan, we're going to try and manage 20 million acres of land over a 10-year period. Well, that sounds like a lot, right? But the Forest Service has under its guise just under 200 million, you know, 193 million acres that they're in charge of. So 20 out of 200 is 10%. And then we're going to do that over 10 years, that's 1%. So do you think by treating, you know, whether it's thinning or, you know, having some level of backburning and, you know, prescribed fire that can be done in the right time of year, which that's narrowing, well, it's the right time of year to do it, not because of climate change, because they're so overgrown, there's so much stuff in the forest now that it's almost hard to find a time of year that there's enough cool air or snow on the ground that you can burn it because there's so much material out there. And, yeah, sure, maybe we're in a drought period. Yeah, maybe we have a temperature that's a little bit different, but it isn't all the man-made climate change arguments. So.
Well, here's
if it is climate change, then why aren't we doing more anyhow?
Well, a question we just got was, can't Congress make a bill that mandates so much clearing of federal lands? Or is that...
We do. We chip away at that. But a sweeping bill that would go as far as what you're probably your
caller
has in mind or what I have in mind doesn't make it through the Senate, right? We had the legislation called the Resilient Forest Act that we've introduced collectively two or three times. And we can get it through the House when you have a Republican majority. but the Senate during those times has been paralyzed by 50-50 or even 51-49 with a Republican, and it isn't enough to get 60 votes. And so Trump probably would have signed it during his era, I mean, and Biden probably would not sign that because he would hear from the enviros. So I know that sounds like a stupid response there, or I'm frustrated that we can't get more people to agree with this, but you know, I see some rays of light here in our committee work. We've been going out doing in different districts around the country in support of the Farm Bill. We talk about forestry as part of that. So my Democrat colleagues, some of them are listening on that, but can it move fast enough to get enough votes? You know, it's important we pass the Farm Bill partly for that reason. And so if we can get that out of the House, get it over the Senate, then there are going to be some small things that are going to be helpful on forestry a little bit. But as what your caller is probably saying, that the pace and scale, the wide range we need to do is going to be a very difficult thing politically because the left is still listening to the environmental groups that say the word clear-cutting. You guys are going to clear-cut everything. You guys are going to kill the spotted owl and all this. No, that's not even close to correct. But the facts get lost pretty quick because they can make a five-second statement that it takes you 20 minutes to explain what's really going on, and people don't listen that long.
Yeah, sound bites. We got 3 minutes left. What do you see as a big bill coming through?
Big bill? Well, we have to do the defense authorization here pretty soon. We have a we have the FAA legislation coming, but I think really what's important, what I'd like you to watch too, is that we had that debt ceiling vote here a little while back, and there was, you know, lots of ups and downs and controversies, this or that. People, you know, some of my Freedom Caucus friends said we shouldn't have supported that. We should have fought for more on that. And the thinking on that is this isn't really where you legislate. Spending is in the debt ceiling. We shouldn't even be doing debt ceiling. We should be balancing the budget, right? That we wouldn't have to extend the debt ceiling. So that's going to happen through a true fiscal process in the Appropriations Committee. That's where there's 12 titles, so to speak, in the appropriations process. So it's all broken out. And so that's where we put the funding in of what revenue we have. And so that's a deliberative process. That's done in committee. That's done in front of people, in front of the public on C-SPAN, instead of rolling everything into a last, oh, we're out of money and we're headed, have a deadline. At the end of the year, where you do what's called a continuing resolution, or like an omnibus we did at the end of last year, which I didn't support. And we had some Republicans and a bunch of them in the Senate support that, which really made me mad because it took away the ability of our incoming House majority to tackle this head on in a current budget year, right? That one settled things through the full budget year up through October of this year. And so we don't really get a very big bite at that apple because it's all set. And that was the flaw of the thinking, everybody yelling about, well, the debt ceiling, you guys should have gotten more out of the debt ceiling. We've got a lot of good stuff in that debt ceiling on energy, on some relaxation of a little bit of environmental regulation, and then curving the arc downward on spending in general. Spending had been shooting up through the roof during COVID. You know, they had the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which is a joke, the infrastructure bill, which had a whole bunch of things that are not infrastructure, probably at best 10 or 15%. I mean, CRUD, high-speed rail, is still alive and going in California, you know. So it's really watch this appropriations process and urge your senators to take up what we put out and get this done correctly, because this is the way spending should be done. It should be done in light of day, and you have to argue for these line items, you know, one by one, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
And we have to get towards where we have a truly balanced budget. You know, we're on a trajectory. It's going to be, we couldn't just balance it this in 1 year. And again, I sound like a terrible politician talking, but it'd be really difficult to do this year in one time because we're, you know, at least $1.5 trillion upside down with everything already on cruise control. What are we going to do? Cut military, cut defense, cut veterans? And that's where the debt ceiling, we had only 11% on the table that we actually could say much about because we weren't touching Social Security or Medicare or military spending or veteran spending. That's not things we want to cut per se. I'm just saying that what is left of our whole budget was about 11% to deal with, that we could find any kind of area to work in. And so it was kind of miraculous we were able to get that much done. We did.
Congressman.
And the debt ceiling under that. So you got to let it go. So
we have run out of time. So, but right, really appreciate it.